What's going on in the world of stars?
Well, actually, it's interesting. I will tell you this this next 10 days. Okay, here we go. So it goes Winnipeg, Vancouver, Calgary, Norway, Sweden, Amsterdam, Paris, England.
Wow.
And we're only away for 10 days. So if that gives you some sort of understanding of the life of stars, then there you go. So, yeah, busy.
I'm going to complain because I saw the show here in Calgary last time. And the one moment I was waiting for is the sample. Well, there's nothing left to learn.
Yes.
It's not your live show. What the?
We did try it briefly. Maybe we should do it again. I don't know.
Yeah, we actually, it is there. We have it. But it just...
It's such a signature of the song.
It's true. You're
and that's
right.
My father, you know, who's saying that.
Oh, really?
That's my dad, yeah.
Awesome. What's the context of it?
I just came into my head where they were finishing the master and Amy called me up. I had been waffling on about getting my dad to do something at the beginning of the record. And Amy called me up when they were just wrapping the mix and she said, let's do it. It's never going to happen if we don't do it now. So I had Ames call from the studio and I told her to tell him to say, when there's nothing left to burn, you have to set yourself on fire. I hadn't planned it. And I had no idea really what it meant. But in retrospect, it made a lot of sense.
It was really funny because his father is quite a famous actor in the theater world, and he's kind of an overwhelming man, really brilliant and large and in charge.
He's like a cross between God and Santa Claus.
But a little, yeah, I guess, yeah, yeah but
drunk. I'm so, sure God and
God
Santa Claus are drunk as well.
But, you know, the man is, like, played, you know, he knows King Lear, like, he could just sort of recite it to you off. So Torkel gets me to call him, and I'm like, hi, Douglas, how are you? Yes, if you could just say, you know, when there's nothing left to burn, you know, set yourself on fire. And so he says it, and then I'm like... Like, what am I going to do, direct the guy? Like, I was like, yeah, could you do it one more time? But, like, a little bit, like, you know, because I think he had said to you, right? He was like, I thought I could try it.
Let me do it once. I don't think I did it very well.
But I was like, okay, that's perfect. But it is perfect.
When there's nothing left to burn, you have to set yourself on fire.